Changes in the media world. The French company Vivendi Universal yesterday agreed to merge its U.S. entertainment divisions with NBC, which is part of General Electric. This would include the NBC television network, cable networks like MSNBC and CNBC, and Universal Pictures film studios, which produce such recent fare as Seabiscuit and The Hulk. But the prospect of another media merger doesn't excite everyone. Victoria Rizkin, the president of the Writers Guild of America, says fewer media companies means less control for artists.
We want the networks to be strong and viable. We want the studios to be strong and viable. But we want to make sure that there be a diversity of sources so that there are lots of wonderful new ideas that come to the marketplace, that also gets protected.
We have one of those artists who comes up with those ideas that should be protected. In the studio with us today, Rob Long's a TV writer and producer. He's been with shows like Cheers and Almost Perfect. Rob, first of all, when a merger like this happens, what happens to the average person watching TV at home? Do they see any difference?
No, I don't think they see any difference at all. I think what happens is you get, if you're actually writing television, you think to yourself, well, there's a few more places I could sell my stuff.
But are there actually more places or fewer places?
No, there are a lot more places. I mean, just if you look at it from pure numbers, there are more networks, more off networks, more small networks, more basic cable networks.
Yeah.
I mean, you could turn on USA Cable right now and see one-hour programming and half-hour programming. And I think this season they're actually going to start with two or three new half-hour shows. So there's more product. I don't know what I never know what planet the Writers Guild is living in, but I especially don't know what planet they're living in today, because this is the trend is to more places to sell your stuff, and that's always good.
You're a writer who's creating shows. Cheers. These are sitcoms, things like
right.
that. What about these reality shows? Aren't they taking away your dinner?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, look, you know, problem with writers is they're always going to complain. They're like farmers, you know. Rain's too much, it's too wet. Doesn't rain at all, it's too dry. I mean, it's always something to complain about. Look, reality programming, is each network's going to have about two solid reality hours a week on their schedule. That's the way it was in the old days. They had two variety shows. I mean, the death of variety, you didn't see people complaining about that.
Right.
So it's always going to be a mix. And, I mean, here's what's really happening. The back end, which is the back end syndication profits, is shrinking. But, I mean, the engine of Hollywood is people working at Subway with baggies on their hands thinking, I'm going to have the next mega hit. And when something happens in the far, you know, distance, at a distant peak, like, well, Vivendi bought Universal, that means I'm not going to have a monster hit, the guy says as he's putting the baggies on his hands making your Subway sandwich. You know, that's how these things get sort of translated down below. But it doesn't really have any effect. You still got to do a show. You still got to write a hit show. And if a hit show's on the air, you're going to make a whole lot of money.
Let me ask you this. Is TV getting better or worse from the standpoint of someone who's sitting home clicking through the dial?
Well, there are more choices, so it's getting better. But really what it's getting is more. I mean, more rather than less. And so whenever you have more, you're going to get more crap, but you're also going to get more good stuff.
Yeah. Name the best TV show that's going to be on the air, new show that's coming on this season.
I don't have one on the air. I would mention my own. It's awfully hard. I don't know. I've seen a few of the pilots and some I haven't seen, but it's awfully hard to say. You don't really know until about, half a season in. Although, you should be watching whatever I'm putting on, which won't be till mid-season.
What is that show?
I don't know yet. We have to cast it.
Rob Long is a TV writer and producer living in Los Angeles. You can see his work, maybe, sometime in the fall. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.